Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The National Park Service turns 100 years old this August, and all summer long we're taking a tour of some of the country's most prominent parks. Today, the most popular one. Dana Sowen is a management assistant at Great Smoky Mountains National Park. She's with us from Knoxville, Tennessee. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So for people who have never been to the Great Smoky Mountains, describe the park for us.
Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the largest natural area east of the Mississippi. It's a true treasure that was gifted to the American people in 1934, over 500,000 acres of wilderness setting, so 850 miles of trails. Normally, you'd have to drive halfway across the country to reach a large national park like Yellowstone or Yosemite or the Grand Canyon. So it's a great opportunity for people in the East to experience that. And people have been doing that for over 80 years now. We're the most visited national park.
Which actually may surprise some people that you're the most visited national park. But in fact, if you think about it, you're the national park that's closer to a lot of major metropolitan areas. There are a lot of people in the East, and this is the easiest way for them to get into the national parks, right?
That was the thought of the forefathers when they brought the idea of creating Great Smoky Mountains National Park to the country's leadership, is that the people in the East needed a place to escape and needed a place to recreate and take their families camping and explore natural areas. And we're located within a day's drive of more than half the U.S. population.
Mm. Wow. And remind us where the name comes from, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Well, when you think of the smoke of the Smokies, it's not the haze that some people might associate with bad, poor air quality days. There's actually this temperate rainforest that creates this incredible precipitation that just hangs in the air whenever you're in the Smokies. And it can be at different elevations. You can be driving up the mountain and not be in the smoke of the Smokies. And as you climb higher, all of a sudden the clouds just wave over you and rush over you. And it's a pretty special experience whenever you see it, and especially as you're walking through it.
What about wildlife? Do you have any interesting species in the park?
The main reason people always report that they want to come to the Smokies is for that opportunity to see the iconic black bear. Hmm. So we have the highest density of black bears anywhere in the nation. We reportedly have 2.2 animals per square mile. So we have 800 square miles, so a little over 1,600 black bears in the Smokies. So people are always anxious to get a glimpse of the black bear. We also reintroduced elk, so it's a great opportunity now to see the elk herd that continues to grow. And of course, there's always an opportunity to see bears and wild turkeys. But more importantly, we're known as the salamander capital of the world.
Mm. Wow, the salamander capital of the world.
We have over 30 different species of lungless salamanders, and we have 2,000 miles of highly oxygenated streams where these critters live under every rock, nook, and cranny. Oh. So it's a great opportunity for stream splasher programs, kids to really get in there and have an opportunity to see some really cool, colorful salamanders.
One of the things that we've heard about national parks around the country is that they are being loved to death, that there are so many people that are wanting to go to them, certain ones anyway, that it's hurting the park itself. Is that a problem for the Great Smokies, especially because you're the one with more visitors than any other?
We certainly have areas in the park where you can no longer find a parking space unless you get there early in the morning because they've become so popular destination locations. So we try to remind people about thinking about coming on for a visit midweek or maybe coming very early in the morning or in the evening. There's no longer really any shoulder seasons in the Smokies because we are a four-season park. There's somewhere you can explore at all times. But the unique thing about the Smokies is that we have a lot of secondary roads and focal points around the outskirts of the park. So there are still places where you can take a hike in the Smokies and not see a soul for days if that's the experience you choose.
How did you come to work for the national parks and for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park?
I started my journey much like most 20-year-olds. I came out to participate in a 12-week internship through the Student Conservation Association. So it was my internship through my university in Missouri. And I came out, fell in love with the park, and couldn't really see myself anywhere else. I found my home. I found my park. And I never went back. I graduated from the University of Tennessee and continued to work at the park seasonally. And unlike most nomadic park rangers across the Park Service, I've spent my entire career at Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and I continue to learn something new every day.
Do you have a favorite hike in the park that you don't have to tell me what it is, because you probably don't want all of these people who are listening to this to know and then go there. But is there one that you know of that it's just that's your place?
You know, the Smokies has such a rich human history that's intertwined within this great national biosphere reserve. So you have places where we have incredible stone walls or chimneys that remind you of the settlement and the sacrifice that people made to give up their lands so that we could have this great national park. So those are my favorite hikes, hikes that tell a story. And in the Smokies, you can find so many of those.
Let the record show that Dana does not want to tell the audience her favorite hike in Smoky Mountains National Park. Well, Dana Soen, Management Assistant at Great Smoky Mountains National Park, thank you so much for joining us.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.